probably heard The Safes without knowing it. The Chicago-based band has been licensing its songs to commercial outlets over the last few years. The band's Frankie O'Malley mentions just a few.
CBS, PBS, MTV, VH1, TBS, Red Bull, and Dr. Pepper. I could list a bunch more.
The band didn't even have to go looking for the opportunity. Instead, it came to them via a fan. The group's 2005 album, Well, 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 received remarkable critical praise. One of those reviews captured the attention of a music supervisor at MTV, who in turn bought a copy of the album through the band's website.
He sent us an email saying, "This album's amazing. I do the music supervision for 8 or 10 different shows on MTV. If you have instrumental versions of this album, I can get it in the wheel well, and it'll get used on all the shows." And my brother Patrick was so smart, when we finished making the album, he did a bounce of the whole album with the vocals muted for this reason.
Soon, other music supervisors began contacting the band, and before long, the group was able to cash some fairly substantial checks for its efforts.
We've built a studio from what we've earned from licensing our music.
My life just started today.
That, in turn, has allowed The Safes a place to spend time writing and recording new music, including the group's new album, Record Heat. The band has delivered a record that's typical of The Safes. It's powerful and succinct, leaving a lasting impression on the listener. O'Malley describes the record this way.
No BS, to the point, no fat. Killer rock and roll.
This is in keeping with the quartet's live shows, which are remarkable for their efficiency and power. That is to say, The Safes is a band that never overstays its welcome on the stage.
It's a busy world and people don't have time, so like if you got them in front of you, you got to entertain them. It's relentless. It's like a jackhammer of rock.
O'Malley explains that after a decade together, the band still has plenty of vitality, and that, as well as his relationship with his brother Patrick, is what keeps the group together.
Not every band is able to do a 34-city tour where they have 37 shows, but we do. It's because we're making new music, and we want people to hear it, and we find a way to continue doing it.
The Safes will perform at John Barleycorn's this evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Lips lick at thoughts of turning.